Britain's Queen Elizabeth approved Boris Johnson's request to suspend the British Parliament in the middle of the Brexit crisis. What does that mean? Well, AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma will tell us.
The monarch has granted Prime Minister Boris Johnson's request to suspend Parliament amid a growing furore over Brexit. Opposition lawmakers contend that Johnson wants to limit the ability of members of Parliament to come up with legislation to block a no-deal Brexit. The Queen's move is not unexpected, as she has steadfastly refused to get involved in politics throughout her long reign. The Queen is the head of state and politically neutral. She acts on the advice of her government in political matters. Charles de Ledesma, London.
While Brexit directly affects Britain and the EU, what about the rest of the world with a possible no-deal Brexit coming by the 31st of October? AP correspondent Shelley Adler explains.
If you're wondering about the impact of British Prime Minister Boris Johnson's move to suspend Parliament ahead of Brexit,
we are all fastening our Brexit seatbelts and we are getting ready for a very chaotic ride.
Heather Conley, director of the Europe program at CSIS, on a possible no-deal Brexit.
It's the fifth largest economy in the world, the United Kingdom, and it could just unleash an enormous amount of uncertainty. So that's its impact for the U.S. Potentially, it could be very disruptive.
I'm Shelley Antler.
U.S. stocks climbed on Wednesday, recovering from early declines on gains in energy and financial shares, but investors remain cautious about the potential for another flare-up in the U.S.-China trade war. The Dow added 1%. The S&P was up 0.65%. The Nasdaq gained 0.38%. For more, visit our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. Tropical storm Dorian has strengthened into a Category 1 hurricane as it's making its